With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Previously On.
You know nothing.
A podcast series created to help you through some of the most complex yet brilliant television ever made. So from Game of Thrones, Peaky Blinders, Westworld, Big Little Lies, Stranger Things, Watchmen, Previously On, it's got it covered. Westworld Season 1, Episode 2, Chestnut. Lying in bed, Dolores hears a man telling her to wake up. She walks to the yard outside her house and stops at a patch of ground. The voice asks, "Do you remember?" We see two men sleeping on a futuristic train. There are some new arrivals to Westworld. Enter William and Logan, colleagues and soon-to-be cowboys. Whilst it's immediately clear that Logan is brash and sexist, William is quiet and reserved. Seems like a friendship for the ages. The train arrives at a sleek terminal where attendants dressed in white are ready to greet the new guests. Logan reminds William to have fun in the park, as it's not like my sister didn't ride her share of cowboys when she was here. It seems that William is in a relationship with Logan's sister. William's greeted by a host named Angela, who takes him to a private room. It's full of bespoke Western clothes, guns and knives for him to choose from. Angela tells William more about how Westworld is structured. He'll start in Sweetwater at the centre of the park, and the further out he ventures, the more intense his experience will become. Other than that, there's no guidebook. All he needs to do is make choices. At headquarters, Elsie is trying to figure out what happened to Peter Abernathy. She tells Bernard that every host who breaches does so immediately, but when Abernathy found the photograph, he managed to get home before he reacted. Elsie asks Bernard to pull the hosts Abernathy interacted with, including Dolores, in case whatever is wrong with his cognition is somehow contagious. Bernard refuses, as Dolores was inspected and found to be fine. He may be a little off the mark there, because we see Dolores walk through Sweetwater as part of her usual routine, but this time she has visions of bodies filling the streets. Maeve's voice brings her back to reality as she asks her to stop loitering outside the saloon. Dolores tells her, "These violent delights have violent ends, just like her father did to her," and then she walks away. Outside Westworld, William is dressed and almost ready to enter the park. His final decision is between a white hat and a black hat. He chooses white and then heads through an old wooden door and finds himself in a 19th century train carriage with other guests on the way to the park. At the bar, Logan tells William that by the end of their trip, he'll be begging to stay because Westworld will have taught him who he really is. Back in the park, Sheriff Reed and his men are about to hang a man for murder when the man in black arrives. He says he wants to talk to the man at the gallows, whose name is Lawrence. Reed refuses to stop the execution, so the man in black kills him and his men. While Lawrence doesn't remember his rescuer, the man in black clearly knows him, telling Lawrence that he used to be more eloquent. He throws him Kiss's scalp with the maze tattoo. Lawrence doesn't seem to recognise it, but the man in black is convinced he can help him find the maze, so ties him to the back of his horse. In Sweetwater, Maeve is reciting her backstory to a customer but starts having visions. She sees herself in the countryside with a young girl who looks like her as they are attacked by Native Americans. The customer notices her freeze up and leaves, but Maeve doesn't seem to register this. We now see Maeve being examined in the lab. The technicians can't find any obvious reason why the guests are avoiding her, so increase her aggression in an attempt to make her more seductive. But with Lee Sizemore launching a new storyline and looking to cut any dead weight, she faces being decommissioned if things don't return to normal pretty soon. Meanwhile, William and Logan finally arrive at Sweetwater. When William helps an old man up after falling, Logan warns him that these small events are just ways for the hosts to sell him a narrative. Across the street, Dolores is packing her horse's saddlebags as usual, but she hears Bernard's voice tell her to bring herself back online. Now we see Dolores and Bernard alone in a room. He asks her if she remembers their last conversation, which she does, and whether she's told anyone about their talks. She reminds him that he told her not to. Bernard asks Dolores how many interactions she's had since they last spoke, and whether anyone has altered her core heuristics in that time. He's noticed that there's something different about her, something he finds fascinating but others may respond to by decommissioning her. Finally, he tells her to turn off her event log, erase this interaction, and go back to the park before someone misses her. At the saloon, Maeve gives her speech to another customer, but her newly aggressive performance makes the guest uncomfortable. Later at the bar with Clementine, she has another vision of the group of Native Americans and the young girl. The Westworld technicians monitoring her decide to recall her in the morning. Elsewhere, Teresa wants Bernard to guarantee that his department will be ready for the launch and informs him she knows they're still asking questions about possible issues with the host's update. Bernard assures her that the hosts are now all functioning correctly. Later, Lee Sizemore asks Teresa for 50 hosts for his new narrative instead of the 20 he's been assigned. He also suggests that if the board is looking to cut costs, they should start with firing Dr. Ford. We see William and Logan eating dinner in town when the old man that William helped earlier approaches their table. Logan interrupts the old man's story by stabbing him through the hand. They leave and head to the brothel. While Logan has sex with three hosts, William turns down Clementine, telling her that he has someone waiting for him back at home. In an isolated part of the park, Ford meets a young boy who says he's on holiday with his parents. They walk together for a while, then Ford asks the boy if he can see a white church and hear its bell ringing. The boy says he can, but there's nothing there. Ford spots a black church spire sticking out of the ground ahead of him and tells the boy, who is revealed to be a host, to go home. Outside the park, we learn that Bernard and Teresa are in a sexual relationship. At Bernard's apartment, they discuss how quiet Bernard is compared with the hosts who never stop talking. Bernard explains that they're practicing how to be human. Though she's due to be recalled, Maeve is examined by Elsie, who derides the technicians for upping her aggression. Instead, she increases her perception and emotional acuity and schedules her for a physical examination. She also explains that the hosts can't dream, but are aware of the concept of nightmares in case anyone forgets to wipe their memories. Maeve's brought back to town, and this time her flirting works. Things seem to be back to normal, but when she goes to bed that night, we get a clearer view of what Maeve has been remembering. We see her playing with the young girl in the fields near a farmhouse, then the group of Native Americans attacking them. They escape to the farmhouse, and Maeve grabs a gun, sitting opposite the door to shoot anyone who enters. But instead of one of the Native Americans, the person walking through the door is the man in black. Maeve wakes up on an examination table. Two technicians, Felix and Sylvester, have been working on an MRSA infection in her abdomen. Maeve grabs a scalpel and threatens the men holding her wounded abdomen together as she flees the room. Eventually, she finds herself in a storage area full of hosts, including Teddy, being hosed down and tossed into piles. She collapses just as Felix and Sylvester arrive to sedate her. Elsewhere, we once again see Dolores in bed at night. She heads outside to the yard again, crouches down, and digs up a revolver. In headquarters, Sizemore assembles his hosts and outlines the plot of his grisly new narrative, Odyssey on Red River, for Ford and the team. Ford rejects Sizemore's reliance on gore and titillation and says that what the guests actually want is to see something subtle that they think no one else has noticed before. Rather than trying to find out who they are, they all want to know who they could be. Later, Ford and Bernard walk through the desert. Bernard tells Ford the board want a new narrative, but Ford says he's been working on one and shows him the Black Church spire.
Thanks for listening. Hope it's been helpful. Previously On is presented by Jane East and is a Daft Doris production. Listen, if you've enjoyed this, I would love it if you subscribed. We've got loads more shows where this came from, and we'd love you to join us for them.